Paragraph 6 reads, "Despite the initial resistance to moving, by the summer of 2020, all but a few of its residents said they will leave. Joanne Berg, who recently moved, said of her former home, 'That's family land, but I don't miss all the water. I don't miss having to evacuate.' For those unwilling to leave in similar places, the federal government has permitted local governments to use eminent domain to force people out of their homes for their own good. As the threat from climate change continues, governments worldwide must work towards sustainable solutions."
Okay, so with they've had some time to think about it, and by the summer of 2020, all but a few residents of this small island said that they would leave. So we have one person who used to live there saying that that's family land, but I don't miss all the water, I don't miss all the flooding, and all of the inconvenience that comes with that, the evacuations. Every time it gets serious, you have to leave, and you have to come back later, and that's very inconvenient to have to do as well.
And so for people who are in similar situations but are unwilling to leave, the federal government has permitted local governments to use eminent domain. So like we mentioned, eminent domain is the power of the government to take private property and convert it into public use of some sort. And so they can potentially use this to force people out of their homes, basically for their own good, for their own safety and for public safety. And so, of course, as the threat from climate change continues and grows, governments all around the world need to be able to work towards sustainable solutions. And so these different policies that are in regards to flooding, these are just one type of policy that will need to be made to keep people safe and keep the earth safe. So that wraps up our lesson for today. Thank you for listening, and make sure to go back and do some review.